For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6, 7, and 8. Greetings. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, chapter 17. The Mystery of God, the Great Subduer. Scriptures. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he that hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did not put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, thou then shall the Son of Man himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:23-28. Psalm 47, verses 1-9 says, To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like unto the Son of Man, and he came even to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all of the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was grieved in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth concerning all of this. So he told me, and made me to know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts which are four kings that shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was diverse from all of them, exceedingly terrible, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with its feet, and concerning the ten horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, and before which three fell, even that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given unto the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. As for the ten horns, out of this kingdom shall ten kings arise, and another shall arise after them. And he shall be diverse from the former, and he shall put down three kings, and he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And he shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. But the judgment shall be set, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Daniel 7:13-27, American Standard Version. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Revelation 4:1-5. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25:6-9. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 10. End scriptures. Two visions. First vision. The throne, God upon the throne, and before him seven lamps of fire burning, which are the seven spirits of God. These lamps went forth unto the world of men, but while they went forth, they remained before the throne unmoved, yet motioning forward into the world of men. Each of these lamps worked a work in present time in the reality of this natural world, even though the lamps were the Spirit of God in complete holiness, and even while they remained and did not move. It was during this time that I saw that these lamps moved as if they had not moved before, and that the purpose of God, that God has purposed, was being fulfilled because of the perfect motion of his seven spirits in the world of men. End vision. Second vision. I beheld God then at the very start of this day of his dominion over the earth. By start, I mean the beginning of the extension of his spirit over the earth to subdue it and to bring the nations and the kingdoms therein unto him in full restorative power. For his kingdom and his dominion has always been, yet in the purposes that God has purposed in his kingdom and in his dominion, as a point wherein he subdues all that is outside of it, so that all that is outside of it may become one with it. In this vision I beheld God over the earth pushing with his shoulder the large dark veil that was spread over creation, even the curse of the Adamic fall, the state of death that encapsulated this creation and the cosmos itself into a state of death and dying. God was with his shoulder pushing back the veil of death, thus destroying it by removing it off of the earth, out from the atmosphere of the air, from off of all the nations, from over the time frame of this very day we are in. End second vision, end two visions. Continuing on then in the mystery of God's studies, the second of 18 mysteries we will be studying. Since the declaration made in Arise, Kingdom Age, the Lord has opened up an entire new vista in the motion of his Spirit. A very unique way concerning understanding the purposes of God in the earth has come into my mind and heart, an avenue of tremendous hope for the time we are in. While waiting upon the Lord, my mind wondered at the previous prophecies concerning his coming. In these prophecies, I said that it would only take 1 hour for the systems of man to cease at the very hour of his appearing. Not only is that confirmed in my understanding, but it has fast become a matter of great importance as I see this even clearer, that the systems of man will completely be undone in this singular hour, that it is just ahead of us. At the dawning of the light in this new day, the Lord will change the atomic structure of the bodies of his overcomers, and he will glorify and manifest his army in the earth. That army will indeed destroy all that has not been shaken apart in the judgments of God. As soon as the light cracks through this darkened pale of night, you will be glorified, dear reader of these pages. Your manifestation will be sure, and you will enter the eternal glorified state. The blood that flows now in your veins will be purified and changed. Your blood, as part of the mystery of Christ and the mystery of our change, will change into the very blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be eternally one. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit. Your heart will never cease to beat throughout the ceaseless ages, as coursing through it will be the blood of the eternal covenant. As a member of God's holy army, you will disband death forever from off of all this creation, and will remove from off of creation and even the cosmos the pall of death and dying. All that is found outside of the life of God will be brought into the life of God by the marching of this glorified army of the Lord. There are two things that God is now going to do in present time. First of all, he will continue to shake and to bring to destruction the ways of men, which ways are found in man's governments, dominions, and kingdoms, in man's economies and worldly wealth-building structures, and in any religious effort of man which has been perfectly blended into the money systems and into man's carnal interpretations of God. The shakings will be such that there is now going to be an increase, much more than has ever been seen before, where the hand of God will begin to tear apart all of these systems. Man will fight against this and will attempt to build and restore and renew what God shakes apart, but it will be vain, for every attempt to rebuild what God is destroying will be met with further destruction. Nothing of the systems of man will continue to work in a lawful order. Instead, there will be elements of destruction emerge as ungodly rule and wicked thoughts replace what was to be the rule of law in the systems of men. The common person in nations will rise to condemn their leadership because of the unveiling of this rule of man and in such wickedness. The hearts of world leaders will be exposed and opened up, for the motivation of these leaders will be seen by some as impure and as building up for themselves rather than for the good of their respective countries. So the shakings now will expose ungodliness and will bring the entire world into a state of not finding any peace or of any answer to the conflicts between them. All this will come during this present shaking that is happening, even at this time. There is nothing that will not be shaken. All that is here in present reality will be shaken to the very core, so that is what is hidden will be openly revealed. The second thing that God is going to do in present time is he is now at this very same time as the shaking beginning to subdue all nations. Beginning to subdue all nations and every single heart unto himself. I'll repeat that. The second thing that God is going to do in present time is he is now, at the very same time as the shaking, begin to subdue all nations and every single heart unto himself. For God is not going to leave the nations undone, but he is going to bring them to a place where they are subdued, just like one would subdue a wild beast so these will be subdued under the hand of God. As a subdued world comes to a place of total loss and of being held in this chain of subjection unto God, they will be in a state of complete neutrality. The entire world system will be poised this way. Then the dawn will break. Then the army of the Lord will begin its march, and all that died in Adam will be made alive in Christ. Again, then the army of the Lord will begin its march, and all that died in Adam will be made alive in Christ. There will not be one single place upon this earth that the veil of death will not be removed from. Tearing off that veil will be the work of God's person through the army of the Lord. His voice and the power of his resurrection life, coupled with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing in the veins of his glorified and manifested sons and daughters, will remove anything that is outside of his eternal life and full and complete redemption. The system of the world must cease and be no more, but the kingdom of God, the mystery of his kingdom, will dawn in reality upon this creation. From there, the entire cosmos will view the settling of his throne in the midst of all that has been created, and all that has been created will know death no more. That final foe that Christ awaits to place under his feet will, during the march of the army, be placed there, and God will truly be all in all. Here is what you will see now in the world around you. The world as you know it will shake apart. The systems of men will fail. They will not work. The governments, kingdoms, laws, and statutes, all of these will be unable to answer the problems that will arise as God exposes the evil intent of the carnal mind. As the hearts of men are exposed for their lust for the wealth of this present world, so shall the evil intent become frustrated, for the wealth of the world is now going to totally collapse. There will not be anything in this world, including the gold within it, that will satisfy mankind in wealth, for the systems of man will not be able to generate wealth any longer in a workable fashion. At the same time, the false teachers of the false gospel and the false prophets who prophesy out of the mouth of the lesser beast rather than by the Spirit of the Lord will find themselves in this same quandary. The world of men will look to these who were purported to be vessels of God's Spirit and question why it is that their words and their wealth is failing them also. These who fleeced the heritage of God's people will find that what they took will become cankered. Instead of being found righteous in God's sight, they will be exposed as frauds and their hearts as evil continually. As masters of being workers of iniquity, they will find that they will lose both the friendship they had with the world of men and also will find that they are not in a right standing with God either. These, as the head powers of what man supposed the church to be, will fall the hardest. Their destruction will cause many to wonder at the power of God to expose and destroy in a single stroke these who hold the truth in unrighteousness. As these fall, great flames of the wrath of God will be seen worldwide as their fashion becomes consumed in the fires of his great jealousy. Christendom, who holds these false ministries, will find themselves unprepared for the calamities that come into the earth, and they will be found short of God's perfect will when it comes to being prepared for the day they are in. In a single moment, God is going to cause to fail the rapture theory, and all these who trusted in escapism doctrines will find themselves without a place in both the world or in the things of God's Spirit in the present motion of time. All this will now begin to unfold before your very eyes. This working of God was foreshadowed in Acts chapter 27, the same scene as the Apostle Paul being in there as a type of salvation to those doomed in the destruction of the ship. In this scene, the ship is destroyed by the Euroclidon winds. So today, the world is that ship, the winds, the judgments of God, and the Apostle Paul, a type of the overcomer who knows that God is going to have his way. The ship in Paul's day was destroyed. So too in our day, the entire world system is going to completely collapse. If your trust is in this world, you will suffer loss. But if your trust is in the vestige of God's heritage, even in the faith of one that would overcome all things, then you will come safely into the harbor of God's rest. There is not going to be anything of this present world that will come into the next. All that is in the system of man will now be dashed upon the rocks. Nothing will endure it, and overcomers will be known as a refuge from the storm. God sits upon the throne of heaven with his face as the jasper and the sardine stone. He has equated judgment with love and is moving to both destroy and to rescue all that he has created. Just as he ordained the curse of the fall of Adam to run its course, so he also ordained that the course of this iniquity would end. And end it he will, by the manifestation of that small little company of overcomers, even the mighty giant that God is raising up, even the corporate son. He has ordained that this happen through that army of saints, those who are overcomers now by not being seen, but who are seen by God alone. These who now have been separated out from the world of men to be judged personally by God and to learn obedience through the things they have suffered. For the overcomers ordained to march as part of the army of the Lord, these who will take part in the first resurrection, who will come on to the world scene in eternal glorified bodies, to them I now state this in prophecy, that there is to come unto you now a state of great peace in the center core of your hearts. Dear overcomers, even through the tempest and situations of shaking may engulf your life, though you may find frustration and discouragement, depression and heartache, though you may be found short of being that holy, perfect vessel you long to be, and you feel eternally stuck in Romans 7 experience, to you I now prophesy that in the core of your being there is about to flood you a great eternal peace from the Father. This peace will keep you, hold you steadfast, will embrace you, and comfort you as you see the world around you fall apart. As you see God begin to subdue the nations, and as you begin to see mankind come to a state of neutrality, you, dear overcomer, will be a refuge of peace. You may not be seen in the world of men just now. Others may not know that you even exist. But your peace, like a mighty river of life, will speak volumes to these who suffer the infamy of total loss. These who are thus being brought to nothing will find your river of peace, and they will want to be near you. They will want what you have. However, you will only be able to give them an answer of peace until you are manifested in your new body. When you are manifested, you will then remove this loss from off of mankind and will replace it with a life eternal that can only come from God. Now you will see this peace begin to flood your heart, and in the midst of your continuing trials, you will have great peace, knowing you were called to be part of this great army which God is raising up. Even so, God, break forth now the light of your new day, so we may be glorified. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.